Horace followed the woman out of the half-standing shell of the building and onto the street. Curling wisps of sand blew before them, creating tiny dust devils on the pavestones.
Why are we out here?
He lost his train of thought as the ruins transformed around him. The broken walls with their hollow windows vanished, replaced by elaborate, intact buildings, their facades and roofs bright with colors of green, blue, and pink. Fallen towers rose to their full height, gleaming in the early light of day. Most shocking of all, Horace suddenly found himself surrounded by people. They looked Akeshian with their copper-hued skins and dark hair, but their attire was very different. Most of them, male and female, wore simple white tunics that exposed their left breasts, and their curly hair gleamed with oil. Their accessories were mostly beaten copper and gold. Horace and the woman strolled amid the crowd. The people didn't seem to notice them.
Is this another dream?
Not quite. We walk the border of the dream world, but our minds remain conscious. In this state, we have the ability to create whatever we choose, and even project those constructions into the minds of others.
Why have you brought me here?
A huge pyramid rose before him, blocking out most of the sky.
It was a place of learning. For half a millennium, magi from every corner of the empire gathered here to study, contemplate, and debate. It was a place of peace, a refuge from politics and strife. It is where I first came to learn of my talents.
Horace found himself wanting to approach closer, but he resisted. He tried to imagine what it must have been like to study here, at a place where people weren't constantly trying to kill you.
So what happened?
He ducked his head as thunder crackled above the city. In the blink of an eye, the sky had turned from clear to darkest night. A bolt of vivid green lightning sliced down from the heavens to strike the pyramid's top. Stone exploded and rained down. A crowd of people standing around the periphery of the court scattered. People were running away in panic. Horace moved quickly away from the falling debris, trying to remember this was all just a dream. A blazing ball of light fell from the sky. The flaming missile landed right in front of him. A violent detonation rocked the city. A smoking crater stretched across the street. Several people lay sprawled around it. It was all just an illusion. Horace made his way through the street, observing everything as it happened. Bodies lay all around him like broken toys.
This is not real!
Suddenly, he was hurtling up into the darkened sky. Arms and legs waving as he fought to find his balance, he passed into an ocean of stars. Still, he kept climbing higher into the cosmic soup. Something was approaching, a cloudy barrier glistening like a curtain of dewy gossamer. He went through it as if it were nothing more substantial than cobwebs. On the other side, there was only darkness. No more stars, no sun, no moon, nothing at all. Then he felt a vast and powerful presence, like a leviathan swimming beneath him in a languid sea. Horror punched a hole through the center of his chest at the sight of its gargantuan form, the contours conforming to nothing he had ever seen before. There were others, too, barely perceptible to his sight. All equally huge, swimming through this nether space beyond the veil. He could feel their hunger awakening. Long, gangly limbs unraveled, questing in his direction. He lashed out with a bolt of searing fire as hot as he could make it. The white flames jetted out toward the Titan closing in on him. The mammoth beast rolled over onto its side to avoid the fire. As its tentacles drew nearer, Horace wrapped himself in a cocoon of pure Shinar and braced for the impact. He blinked, and a rush of movement seized him.
We thought ourselves civilized, an empire steeped in sorcery, as close to the gods as mortals could become, but we were ruled by pride. We battled for dominance over each other with armies and trade, and finally, with all the arcane powers at our disposal.
She gestured at the derelict city.
This is a testament to our zeal and our folly. In the end, it did not matter who was more powerful. All that mattered was that we destroyed ourselves. All that we had created turned to dust. Once I thought the pain would fade with time. Now I know better. Time only makes the loss more unbearable.
You were really here.
Shall I tell you a tale? It is the story of a girl who discovered she had tremendous power at her fingertips. She had a dream that her power could unite the warring cities and bring about a new age of peace. But unbeknownst to her, the very power that fueled her campaign of conquest was simultaneously fraying the fabric between the worlds. When the Great Ones entered our world, it was at her invitation.
Seven are the Lords of the Abyss.
Indeed. Seven great lords presiding over countless hordes of evil servants. They have ever sought to return to this world and reestablish their ancient dominion.
But you pushed them back.
Yes. Eventually, and at great cost, our people were easy prey for the Akeshians who swept in and seized these lands.
That seems to be a common tale in this land. Someone rises up to conquer, and they cause untold misery to everyone around them.
Power always brings the risk of corruption, Horace. Since the beginning of time, mankind has worshipped two primordial forces: the light that creates, and the darkness that destroys. They are forever joined and forever in conflict. Order against chaos, the sun and the serpent. The Great Ones come from a realm of pure destruction, and they seek to return the cosmos to that nothingness. I suspect you have felt their influence in the back of your mind, watching you. You made a choice not to embrace their chaos. In doing so, you broke free of their influence and set yourself against them.
I was just protecting myself. I'm not part of this war.
You are, whether you wish it or not. A master of destruction has arisen, and so the universe requires a master of creation to balance the scales.
He knew right away whom she meant.
Astapta. So he is alive.
He has worn many names over the ages. You need to beware of him, Horace, for he is your match and more in every way.
So how can I stop him?
The knowledge resides inside you. You must face it or fail.
And what if I fail?
Darkness returns to the world and extinguishes the light. All that you cherish will be eradicated.
All right. How do I start?
As with everything, at the beginning.